Johnny was lowered to the ground and let the pickup rope go slack. Not too much blast, or that cliff would shear off again. It might even break off, downward. Johnny examined the ground and chose a sharp tooth. He girdled it with explosive cord, getting it as low and level as possible. He set the fuse. At a wave of his hand, the pickup rope tightened and yanked him into the air. He hung there, spinning in the wind. The explosive cord flashed, and the roar racketed around the mountains, echoing. They lowered him again into the wind-whipped dust, and with a spike gun, he drove a spike into the rock he had blasted loose. A line came down to him, and he put it through the eye of the spike. If he had judged correctly, the tooth should shear away. He was hauled up higher. The plane's motors screamed. The rock came away. They lowered the pickup line, and he cut the haul cord with a clipper. The huge rock bounded into a hollow, leaving a flat place where it had stood. For an hour, grounded and hauled away alternately, Johnny worked. Some of the blasted rock fell into nearby hollows. Gradually, a flattish platform, 50 feet in diameter, materialized 200 feet back from the cliff edge. The plane landed. David, the shift leader, crept over the broken ground to the crack 30 feet in from the edge. The wind buffeted his bonnet. He put a measuring instrument down into the crack that would tell them if it widened in the future. Johnny went over to the edge of the cliff and, with Thor holding his ankles, tried to look under it and see the load. He couldn't. The cliff face was not vertical. The others clambered around, seeing what they could. Johnny came back to the plane. His hands were scraped. This place had to be worked with mittens. He'd asked the old women to make some.
"Well,"
said Robert the Fox,
"we got down."
The daily recon drone rumbled in the distance. They had their orders. The three near duplicates of Johnny dove for the plane and out of sight. Johnny stood out in the open. There was plenty of time. The sharp crack of the sonic boom hit them like a club as the recon drone went overhead. The plane and ground shook. The drone dwindled in the distance.
"I hope the vibrations of that thing,"
said Dunedin, emerging,
"don't split the cliff."
Johnny gathered the others around him.
"We have a supply point now. First thing to do is pound in a security fence so nothing can slide off and construct a shift shelter, right?"
They nodded.
"Tomorrow, we'll bring two planes, one loaded with equipment and the other equipped to drive rods. We'll try to construct a working platform to mine the load, balanced on rods driven into the cliff just below the vein. Survey up here right now what equipment we need for safety reels, ore buckets, and so on."
They got to work to mine the gold they didn't want, but had to have. The bait in the trap was gold.